Good morning and happy new year, result seekers. Today's opening comes to us from Hawaii 5-0. And you know what? To be honest, I needed something a little extra special this dark morning to get me going. Hawaii, and especially Maui, is our family's favorite place to travel to. And you know what? Some mornings I just need to play that song, and I can physically picture myself there. So to help inspire us to go to our favorite happy spots, please welcome to the call the president of the Real Estate Investment Network, Mr. Richard Dolan. Aloha, Richard.
Aloha, my friend.
How are you?
Brand new year, 2013. And how's it hanging?
Good, lucky 2013. All 10 are hanging on the front of the board.
Absolutely, man. What an incredible, incredible holiday season. How were yours?
It was wonderful. We spent a lot of time together. And you know what? One of the best traditions my wife and I have is on Christmas Day, after we've done the Christmas with the kids, is Corrine and I stay in our pajamas the whole day, and the whole thing we have to do all day long is we go see a movie, and then we spend time with each other the whole day.
Well, I found it very strange when I actually bumped into you and noticed that you were still in your PJs in the theater. But no kidding, folks, he does do that. He, in fact, I got so inspired, I stayed in my pajamas for the entire time.
It's actually a fun tradition that we started about 3 or 4 years ago. And you know what? It's one of the things we look forward to every Christmas.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, certainly an incredible holiday season. And for those who've been on our calls for now over 40 weeks, you know that there's always a theme. There's always a rhythm. There's a methodology, a method to the madness, if it were. And during the December month of the 2012 calendar year, our calls, Russell and I, have been talking a lot around the power of acknowledging and the power of setting your new year resolution. And we've called it the new year real estate resolution. And we've gotten hundreds of emails from members from coast to coast saying, my gosh, never thought about making a new year real estate resolution. Russell and Rich, you guys have been inspiring me to continually expand myself and grow myself. And we've been acknowledged. And so we want to just take this opportunity to say thank you for all those emails. Thank you so much for reaching out, acknowledging myself, acknowledging Russell, acknowledging Don, acknowledging Patrick for the business and the platform, our brand promise, and the stand that we've been taking for you. And we want to just say thank you for acknowledging us. We heard you loud and clear, and we are only inspired to do more, faster, sooner, and greater. And so with that being said, on this very first call of 2013, I want to share with you the theme of today's conversation, which is to treat real estate as a game. Now, when you think about real estate as a game, it's really about understanding that there are truly only four things you need to do when it comes to mastering a game, let alone winning a game. You know, you can watch children playing a game, and they put into place intuitively the very lessons I'm about to share with you. Now, no one really teaches them these four things that I'm going to teach you right now on this phone call, but what we know is that children know it. They intuitively know it, instinctively have got it. They know what there is to do. And so if children can do it unguided, if they can actually not even be taught but intuitively know and lead themselves into game play, why can't we? Why can't adults? Oh, I'll tell you why, though, because we're in the way. We have judgment and criticisms and reasons and rationalizations and justifications as to why we can't, why we shouldn't, why I don't care and it's not now and maybe later. And I say hogwash, you know, as Mike Lipkin would say, you know, act now, procrastinate later. So the four things you need to know about playing any game, and especially the real estate game, to win is very simple. So if you've got a pen and paper, now is the time. If you haven't got one, then pull over. If you're driving and listening in, then now is the time to pull over and write these down. And if not, this is recorded. For those who've been joining us new for the first time, you can circle back and play this back and get this down safely so it works for you. Number one, when it comes to playing a game to win, first, you've got to really be clear. You've got to make the choice to play. You know, many times I've worked with professional athletes, and they've told me, listen, Rich, I've shown up on the court, and I've shown up at the ice rink, and I don't want to be there. I'm tired. I'm achy. It's too hard. I'm feeling broken. The doctor cleared me, and I'm like, damn it, I wish I wasn't cleared. My ankle hurts. My back is broken. You see, the choice to play is a very powerful one. Making the conscious choice to play is one that we all must make. Just showing up isn't enough. Just sitting in the meetings isn't enough. Making the choice to be there is different. Making the choice to play is powerful. Making a choice consciously with full awareness is the powerful place to be, so that you can actually produce the presence for yourself, your mind, emotionally, chemically, spiritually, so that you're there in mind, body, and spirit. So first and foremost, when it comes to winning a game, first choose to play the game. Because the opposite to choosing it is choosing not to. But notice I'm telling you to choose it either way. Choose to play or not to play. Don't just show up. Don't just show up not having chosen to play or not to play. Because the power of choosing is the first catalyst in releasing the inner power and the strengths for yourself to really guide your energy right. Number two is you've got to understand the rules. You've got to know the rules of the game. You've got to understand what the rules are to the game. You ever notice that when a baseball game is about to begin, the umpire calls out the two captains of each team, the managers of the team, they come out to the pitcher's mound and they say, okay, right there we have the home plate. Right there we have base number one, base number two, base number three. Right over there is the wall in which if a ball were to go over, it's considered a home run. That is the far right foul post and that is the far left foul post. Are we clear, gentlemen? The rules of the game is always understood. It's always even assumed. It only takes an idiot to not realize that that wall way back out there, 300-plus yards, is the thing that home runs are made of. But you see, because we don't want to have any misunderstandings, we don't want any breakage or disconnects in what it means to play this game. So sometimes it's a good time to sit back, relax, and relearn the rules so that you understand them. Now, what are the rules in real estate investing? Well, I would really begin with economic fundamentals. And as you know, there are 15. There's 15. And when you look at the book that Don Campbell wrote and has been celebrated for, The Secrets of the Real Estate Cycle, in there are the 15. Study them. It might be the Goldmine Scorecard. It might be understanding the economic fundamentals, but understand the rules. To understand the rules, you'll then be able to get to do the third thing, which is to study how winners win. Study how winners win. If you don't study how they win, then you're not really realizing what their strategies are. I had a member that came up to me the other night at a RAIN meeting, and she said to me, I'm in the glass manufacturing and sales business. Richard, if you were in that business, what would you do to win that game in marketing that product even better? And I said, well, I would first study what those in the marketplace are already doing. I would study what they're doing. I would do a little bit of what we would call market research. And then once I'm clear about what they are and what they're doing and how they're doing it, I then go and study what other glass manufacturer and sales companies are doing in the States. It's a bigger scale. Then once I got a real handle on that, I'd go and study what they're doing in Europe and then what they're doing in Asia. And so that I have a global idea and a real comprehension on what the world market is doing when it comes to manufacturing glass and selling it. Her eyes opened up. She goes, my God, I never thought like that. I said, of course, because you're just playing inside the box called Canada, and you're just playing inside the box called you, and you're just playing within the perspective that's, well, quite narrow and self-serving. Study how winners win. Open your mind to study what their strategies are, how they innovate. Understand how they persevere through tough times, how they got through adversity, how they were undaunted in the task at hand and getting ahead in real estate. I would go back and study, research, in fact, review what panelists have said when we ever put together Champions of Real Estate. We've had them recently in Toronto. We did it again in Calgary and even in Edmonton of late, and just recently in Vancouver. Study how winners win. Begin to distill the very things that they do to get ahead, to stay on purpose within the rules of the game, given the choice they've made. Fourth and final, if you really want to get good, if you really want to win fast with velocity, and intentionality, mirror the masters. Mirror the masters. Now, if you want to get really good at hockey, study Wayne Gretzky. If you want to learn how to play basketball, study LeBron James or even Michael Jordan or Larry Bird. If you want to get really, really good in soccer, study what David Beckham had done or Pelé from Brazil had done. If you want to get really good in boxing, you know, study what Lennox Lewis has done or Muhammad Ali has done. If you want to be really good in real estate, mirror the masters. Take them out for a drink. Buy them a coffee. Treat them to lunch. Heck, host them for dinner and ask them, what are you doing right now? What are your strategies? What's your vision? What's your plan? How are you populating that plan? How are you building the resources into it? What are the contingencies that you're planning for? What are you doing as a real estate business owner to be masterful at this game. Because I get it. I get it. Masters have already studied winners. They already know the rules and have mastered them deeply and have made choices every day to be in this realistic game. So once you're mirroring masters, you're really mirroring their actions, their behaviors, their thought patterns, their decisions. You're doing as they're doing. You know, for me, when I'm asked often, you know, how did I become who I am? And I get the questions as in, what have I read? And what programs have I attended? What workshops have I gone to? What learning have I had? And there's never, ever answers that satisfies or quenches the absolute thirst for this inquisitiveness that I've gotten from members. And I realize as I step back and realize, you know, my success as a human being or as a professional, as a person in real estate or as an educator has got to be really attributed to the fact that I've mirrored masters. You know, that's why January 19th, one of the most incredible mentors of my time, the man who's likely responsible for much of who I've become, Dr. Paul Stoltz of the Harvard Business School, he is going to be in Calgary at the all-day event. Now, I know this is a shameless plug for an event that's coming up for Russell and I, but it's important because you need to know it's our national conference, January 19th. And on that day, and only that day, Dr. Paul Stoltz is flying in from San Luis Obispo, California, from his hometown, and he's going to be sharing with us some science and methodology that's going to be proprietary for RAIN. But more importantly, what I'd invite you to consider is look at who he is, how he speaks, how he presents, how his mind works, because much of who he is a big part of who I've become. You see, I mirrored a master. I know he studied how winners won at the game in which he's in and winning quite well in. I know that Paul took the time to understand the rules of the game that he was playing, which was educating, leading, motivating, inspiring, teaching, because he's made a choice to play for 20 years long. An incredible firm that he's built for 2 decades. Sounds familiar. So for you on this first call of 2013, make this be about playing the game of real estate, playing to win, by first making the choice to play, understanding the rules and understand them deeply, studying the winners on how they win, and then mirroring the masters so that you can repeat the success that they've had by following their recipe, their cookbook on how to produce results. So there you have it. Your first call, your first insight, your first leadership lesson right here from RAIN Mastery to you. Russ, back to you.
Well, I'll tell you what, I am one for sure excited about Paul Stoltz coming to Calgary on January 19th. And maybe you and I can have another conversation about this, about exactly what he's going to be talking about and insights. And maybe we can even twist Paul's arm to get onto a recording or a call, maybe even for a Monday morning, maybe.
That might be a great idea. I think we should probably do that.
I think a lot of members would probably enjoy that. But I'll tell you what, Rich, when you say treat real estate like a game, really having fun, and you live this motto, don't you, of having fun in your life and treating things like a game. I remember last month in December when you and I were traveling, and I had left my cufflinks at home, and you treated it like a game to go out, and the game was to find Russell some cufflinks, and the goal was not to pay for them, wasn't it?
That's exactly true. Good memory.
So here we were going through downtown Edmonton, going through Holt Renfrew and Richard, going into stores, and you had 100% intention of getting cufflinks for free, and what did we do? We got a pair of cufflinks for free, didn't we?
Well, absolutely. And, you know, and folks, anytime when you're playing a game, right, it's like if you were to play a game of Monopoly, you know, you're not playing with real money and you're playing with fun. You know, you're rolling the dice, you're landing your man, your little symbol or your little car or your little man, you're landing on properties, you're buying them up, you're snapping them up, you're kicking your friends out of the game. It's all fun. You're having drinks. It's a great time, right? It's the same thing in real estate. And I know it gets real serious because you're talking about real life, real money and real challenges. But the reality is that if you approach it with the perspective of, hey, I don't have to lose in this game. It's not impossible. Into the cuffling store, you're right, Russ. I walked in and said, come on, you must have cufflinks somewhere. They said, no, we don't. Oh, well, come, you got to just dig in one of those little boxes there. I'm sure you've got something kicking around. No, we don't, sir. Come on now. How about this? I'll buy a shirt. And if I do, you'll give my friend some cufflinks. And, of course, the end of the story is you got them. Now, sadly enough, the other side of that story was when I went back to my hotel room, I didn't realize, but I had actually packed a cuffling shirt, and I had no cufflinks. Good thing I bought a shirt.
Yeah, so see, it all happens for a reason, and you know, we didn't want the point that, you know, we didn't steal them. We had staff people, three of them, diving high and low looking for a pair of cufflinks to give to us for free because we just had a fun intention.
Absolutely.
And you weren't demanding; it was all fun. It was just 100% around a game to try and find that one goal. So. Wonderful lessons, and thank you for being a role model just in everything you do on a daily basis.
That's wonderful. Welcome, Russell. It's an absolute profound pleasure and honor, so thank you.
So, Rain members, thanks for dialing in this morning. It's been a wonderful start to the new year. If you have any questions, you can always call the Rain office at 1-888-824-7346. I'm Russell Westcott from the Real Estate Investment Network, wishing you a masterful week. Bye for now.